He decided that ruining his final months with pointless treatments that would make him very sick and at best extend his life by a few weeks was not a tempting option. His sharp wit remained. He explained to his oncologist that cancer is not a zero-sum game. What is bad for the tumor is not necessarily good for me. One day on a phone call, I asked him how he was feeling. He said, "You know, it's funny. When you have the flu, you feel like you are going to die. But when you are dying, most of the time you feel just fine." Amos died in June, and the funeral was in Palo Alto, California, where he and his family lived. Amos's son, Oren, gave a short speech at the service and quoted from a note that Amos had written to him days before he died. "I feel that in the last few days, we have been exchanging anecdotes and stories with the intention that they will be remembered, at least for a while. I think there is a long Jewish tradition that history and wisdom are being transmitted from one generation to another, not through lectures and history books, but through anecdotes, funny stories, and appropriate jokes." After the funeral, the Tversky's hosted a traditional Shiva gathering at their home. It was a Sunday afternoon. At some point, a few of us drifted into the TV room to catch the end of an NBA playoff game. We felt a bit sheepish, but then Amos's son, Tal, volunteered,